Hello everyone, let's talk about revision today. What is revision, what it isn't, why you should by all means revise your past if you bring back your past over and over in your mind. So let me tell you what is the main reason you don't have your desire right now. Whatever your desire is or desires are, if you feel like it's not coming in your reality, the main reason it's not here yet, it's that you bring back your past, your unwanted past to mind. Whatever you bring in to mind, you are imagining. When you keep on thinking and reliving the unwanted past, you are imagining your past. This is what Neville called reinfecting yourself. So you have a past event that was negative, that was unwanted, and you keep on thinking about it, talking about it to yourself, to other people, bringing it back to memory, bringing it back to your mind over and over and over. This is what reinfecting yourself is all about. So, in other words, you are imagining it again and again and again. So what happens? What does imagination do, by the way? Well, imagination creates reality. So when you keep on bringing back your past up into your mind, you are imagining it over and over. What you keep on imagining keeps on manifesting. This is why, if this is what you're doing, well, number one, you probably noticed that you're not going anywhere much, right? Because you are creating the same state, the state of lack, over and over and over. So how in the world would you manifest a state of abundance, whatever the abundance is in your case, from a state of lack? So if this is what you've been doing, you really have to revise. So we'll talk about what revising is and what it isn't. But first, let me read something from Neville, from his lecture, Pruning Shears of Revision. And now you have a mission. You have a purpose in life. It's a noble purpose, because you have been selected to really become the chief gardener in the garden of God. And in the garden, you must have pruning shears. And pruning shears is revision. You simply revise, and as you revise the day, you repeal the day. For the day is not slipping into the past. It does not recede as people think. It is always advancing into the future to confront you, either pruned or in some strange weed-like state. So what Neville says here is, if there is a negative past event of yours that you do no longer want, unless you revise it, unless you get rid of it, you are spreading it more so, like weeds, right? For the next day and the day after. And it's interesting, you know, we hear this statement, this phrase, imagination creates reality. Neville said that so many, many, many times in his books and lectures. Imagination creates reality, because it is true. But it's interesting how many people in this community think that they are imagining things only when they are aware of it, only when they say, oh, I'm going to close my eyes and go into that meditation state and imagine so I can create my reality. Sure, that's good to do that, but you do not imagine only when you do that. So let's say you are very good at doing sats, and you do sats 10 minutes a day, maybe not even every day, but even if you did it every day, you do it 10 minutes every day. But the rest of the day, you are imagining the past, the unwanted past. It keeps coming through your mind through thoughts and feelings and images. Those imaginal acts, they manifest as well, and they manifest better, faster even, into your 3D circumstances because it's your dominant state. See your little sats? They are very good, but they're not your dominant state yet because they're just something you force yourself to do versus to what you imagine on autopilot. What you imagine on autopilot will always win over the 10, 20 minutes that you're forcing yourself to imagine what you want. Because the rest of the day, you imagine what you do not want. This is what the scripture, God cannot be fooled, means. You cannot be wanting something and creating the opposite in your mind. Because what's going on in your mind is called imagination, and imagination is God. So you're telling God, this is what I imagine, but then you're saying, but this is not what I want. It's impossible, guys. You cannot do that. You have to agree with yourself because God cannot be fooled, meaning you cannot be imagining one thing and wanting the opposite. You don't agree with yourself. You're trying to fool God. You're trying to fool your own imagination, your own creative power. How in the world this is gonna work? Well, it's not gonna work. You are going to manifest what you imagine. God cannot be fooled. I hope you understand what it means once and for all now. So in that case, you need to revise. So the first mistake that people make when they revise, which is a huge mistake and really is going to make your revision fail before you start. So if you do that, stop doing that. When you revise, you do not pretend that thing that you are revising did not happen. Of course it did. Creation is finished. So all versions of things exist. The one you have experienced and all the ones that you've never experienced. All of them, the one you didn't even think about, all of them already exist. So that negative experience, which is only one of all the so-called negative experiences that do exist, your negative experience, of course it exists. It existed. So do not try to pretend that, oh, it never existed. It did, right? If you try to pretend that something didn't exist, you create a resistance already before the get-go. And that's the best way to fail at revising. So yes, it existed. But when you revise, what is it that you're doing? You are choosing. Choosing the version that you want to remember. You are not trying to make the one that happened disappear, but your focus goes on a different one, on a chosen one. And you repeat that chosen version in your mind over and over until it becomes dominant. If you do this seriously every day, you practice revision every day without making the mistake that whatever happened did not happen, but simply keep your focus on your chosen version, and you do this every day for a while, you'll see that eventually that new thought will be dominant. It will take over the old thought. And this is what revision is. And when you do this correctly, you stop the infection. You stop reinfecting yourself with the past by imagining it over and over and over, even though that past no longer exists in the 3D at all, because it's gone, it's past. The only reason you keep it alive, number one, it's you who keeps it alive with your mind, and it keeps living, it keeps existing, it keeps reproducing in your 3D circumstances, because you keep on imagining it. So if right now you feel that your desire is overdue, so to speak, in the 3D, most likely it's because you are still bringing back the unwanted past. In that case, revise it, but revise it correctly the way I just explained to you. And you'll see that you will detach once and for all. Eventually, you will detach once and for all from your negative past. And then when you do that, you finally let the new experience come into your 3D life. I hope this was helpful, guys. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.